It is the trends, Neil Atkinson, with Josh Williams, to go through some of the numbers from the weekend and some things to keep an eye on over the course of the campaign. We're going to look ahead to the game against Newcastle to an extent as well, but we are going to start off with the game against Manchester City. First and foremost, Josh, before we even get to the race chart, the game Liverpool emphatically deserved to win.
Yeah, very much so, mate. I think that's what's known in the analytics space as a pattern. Just absolute dominance from one side and really, really impressive stuff. And I think we could see it coming as well. I think City have been weird now for a good few months, a good few weeks. And this is the sixth game in a row now where they've given away, what was it in this game?
Yeah, 3.2.
They've given away shots with two expected goals or more, six games in a row now. So it's bad stuff over there.
It is bad stuff. 3.2 to 0.85 was the StatsBomb race chart final score. It's a really interesting race chart in that what I think you actually get to see is Liverpool's maturity. Liverpool go 1-0 up and then you get to about 25 minutes. And I think Liverpool decided, you know what, we're going to take a breath and get to half-time. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah. Well, I felt like we steamrolled them in the first 20, 25 minutes and used up all the energy in the tank. And I think it's arguably the most intense I think we've pressed,
yep,
to be honest, so far this season. And to do that against one of the best footballing sides in Europe, that's probably why you've got to do it, really, isn't it? You've got to put them under pressure. So I think after that, we just kind of focused on regaining a bit of a breath and kind of going against second half. But for the most part, really, we just kind of got the lead and did what we've done in a lot of other games where we didn't sit on it, but you focus on keeping your shape more than anything, don't you?
Yeah, come on second half, I think City have a little bit of a go, but it's interesting to me, it just doesn't translate to attempts. In fact, the most valuable City attempt, City's 0.8 expected goals, the gift of Van Dijk to De Bruyne, the one-on-one, is 0.4 chance in there. They barely have a shot of note, so there's, you know, Doku comes on, and I think he does, you know, he pins Trent back and carries a threat, don't get me wrong, but they just could not translate that little bit of territory, that little bit of threat, into any meaningful chance. And in the meantime, Liverpool kept having attempts.
Yeah, well, they were largely toothless, you know. It was one of them where if you keep Haaland quiet and to a lesser extent Foden, there was kind of nobody else really posing any threat at all.